The world of animation often lends storytellers the opportunity to expand their ideas and concepts. And the storylines are sometimes superior to those in live action. While there are dozens of examples of live action formats adapted to animation, this episode will explore an example that even many fans of the series might not know about or have had a chance to watch. Return to the Planet of the Apes, the cartoon. The late 60s and the 1970s marked the peak of the early wave of live action to animation productions. Everything from the feature film Fantastic Voyage to TV series Gilligan's Island, Emergency, Star Trek, and The Brady Bunch all found renewed life as animated series, or in other words, as Saturday morning cartoons. The list of productions that made their way from primetime to kids' programming includes many more titles. If you're interested, there are plenty of websites that detail the productions. One animated series that seems to have fallen below the radar of fan awareness is Return to the Planet of the Apes, which aired as a Saturday morning cartoon in 1975 and 1976. Bit of chronology. Five Apes movies were screened in theaters, followed by the live-action TV series Planet of the Apes, as well as the never-aired, partially filmed sequel TV series The New Planet of the Apes. Tim Burton's movie came out in 2001, followed a decade later by the reboots Rise, Dawn, and War. The animated series was out just on the heels of the live-action series, but unlike so many other animated adaptations, Return to the Planet of the Apes wasn't exactly your typical kids' cartoon. Echoes of the Vietnam War and the Cold War resurfaced throughout the storylines. Unlike the film, its sequels and the 1974 live-action TV series, which involved a primitive ape civilization, Return to the Planet of the Apes depicted a technologically advanced society, complete with cars, movie theaters, and television. In many ways, the animated series was closer to the vision explored in the original novel by Pierre Boulle. A few interesting points about the voice actors. Return is one of only two original Planet of the Apes productions in which Roddy McDowall was not involved. Henry Corden, born Henry Cohen in Montreal, Canada, who was best known for taking over the role of Fred Flintstone after Alan Reed's death in 1977, voiced the part of General Urko. And Austin Stoker, the voice of Jeff, had previously played Mr. McDonald in Battle for the Planet of the Apes. He was the only cast member of the animated series to have played a part in the live-action movies or series. At the time of its release, the series was criticized for its relatively lower quality of animation, much like, and perhaps worse, than the Star Trek animated series. But the storylines were often very good. And like several of the good stories from Star Trek's animated series that made their way into various episodes or films of Star Trek, I suspect the next treatment of a live-action production for the Planet of the Apes will do something similar, borrowing from what was some pretty darn good writing that, ironically, was intended for children. Many episodes are currently available on YouTube, and the complete DVD series of 13 episodes can be purchased through Amazon, as one example, ranging from $12 to $15. Visit StephenChristiansen.ca for more episodes of Before, Behind, and Between. This podcast is available on all platforms and podcast streaming apps, including Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and TuneIn. I'm Stephen Christiansen. Thanks for listening.
Of Stephen Christiansen. Podcast complete.